young girl in a village in Ghana. It was called Ekwafo. Lived the trickster. But not an ordinary trickster. He was half man and half spider. His name was Anansi. He had the most crooked, funny laugh in the whole of Ghana. It went like this. Everyone loved his laugh. Every time anyone was sad, they would always want to hear his laugh. Anansi was very good at tricking people. But most of all, what he loved was to eat yams. He loved yams so much that he used to sing to them. A song that no one knew, no one would remember, except for Anansi. And it was all about yams. So one day, he wanted to spend as much time as possible with the yams. So he called his wife into the room. He said, "When I die, I want you to bury me in the yam garden." So one day, he was eating his yam. Normal, 1 spoon, 2 spoon, 3 spoons, 4 spoons, 5 spoons, and then 6 spoons. And Nancy was dead. And Nancy's wife, Antisa, called the priest, "And Nancy's dead! And Nancy's dead! And Nancy's dead!" She began to cry so much. She was so upset that she ran away. But then she remembered that her husband had died, so she came back. So just as they were about to bury him, they remembered the priest wasn't there anymore. So they had to wait for the priest to come. A few days passed, and Nancy realized that no one was going to come. So he decided to make his move. He always stole the yams. Then the villagers became upset and very annoyed because they didn't know he was stealing the yams. So they decided to make a scarecrow and smothered honey over it. So that night, when Anansi was eating the yams, he saw a figure of a man standing there. He shouted at it, "Come back here! Those are my yams, not yours! Take your hands off, your filthy hands! Those are my yams! Go away now!" But the scarecrow wasn't moving. Because, of course, Anansi didn't know that it was a scarecrow. So he went over to him. He trembled over the garden. Then he tried to push the scarecrow down the hill. But his hands were stuck. He tried to kick the scarecrow off with his leg, but his leg was stuck. All he had was his head. And his head was stuck now because obviously he would try to get him off of his head. In the morning, when the villagers came, they were shocked to see Anansi. And Antisa said, "Mira, hey, Abedewoha, I said, what are you doing there?" And Anansi just stood there in silence, pretended that no one was looking at him. They said it again and again. "Mira, hey, Abedewoha, Anansi, what are you doing there?" Everyone was saying, "What are you doing there? What are you doing there?" He just stood there in silence. Then, when they finally managed to take him off, they said, "You must promise to never steal the yams again, and this is your punishment. You are only allowed yam once a week. Everyone else is allowed to take yam as much as they want."